Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the BFF's YouTube channel. Make sure you guys tap the bell, subscribe, like the video, and comment down below.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, BFFs, another episode. Bree, COVID.
COVID. Got that Omicron going on right now.
But still powering through, though. Here for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Always here for BFFs.
And said, do you feel good? And then Josh, you said you had it. You were all right. So we're in three different locations. Bree's at her house. Where are you, Josh? Back in LA?
I'm back in LA now.
Yep. Back in LA, and I am back in Miami. Just got back yesterday. Okay. We're going to have Zach Bia on the show later so we can get into. Have you ever met him, Josh?
I haven't. But before we get into that, are we gonna ignore the rug or whatever tapestry you have going on in the background?
Or it's like a rug on the wall.
It looks like there's a spiritual awakening.
I'm in Safari or something. I don't know. Yeah. I'm in a rental house, which I hate. I'm in a house in Miami that I'm paying a shit ton for, and it doesn't get an ounce of sunlight. Don't ask me how that's possible in Miami, but it's like 79 and sunny, and I feel like I'm in a cave right now, and maybe that's what this. So, it sucks. But that's the background.
Looks like you're about to awaken some demons or something, do a spiritual awakening, get a little sage burning going on or something.
Yeah, so I have this place basically, I think, through April. So get used to the background.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Hype House show. We talked about that on the previous episode. It debuted on Netflix, released this past week. Come with a lot of internal Hype House drama. Most of the Hype House members are upset with the production because every main character in the show took their turn being the villain. The Hype House members contribute this to production needing to fill time or drama since the Sienna Jack scenes needed to be cut. The most upset in the bunch are Larray and Little Huddy. Larray was accused of going to a party knowing he had COVID, but says in reality he picked up Nikita from a party and tested positive the next morning. Larray also said he was promised by producers nothing related to this incident would make the show, and producers made up a lot of the content. He has unfollowed Larray, that is, most of the people in the Hype House. We have his reaction, and then another storyline is the back and forth between Thomas Petro and Little Huddy, because Huddy's focus shifted from Hype House to starting his music. Blah, blah, blah. So Hype House members continue to tease a second season, but it's not confirmed. Should we start with watching what Larray says, I guess?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems like he's just mad that they put in something that could have got him in drama, right?
Yeah. So let's see what Larray has to say.
You know, production had to be stopped because it wasn't just me. Vinny also had COVID. Multiple people in the house had COVID, and they're painting. I don't even live at the house, so it just sucks to see that I'm being thrown under the bus because they can't use the Jack and Sienna storyline, which is so fucked up. It honestly, like, watching it made me, like, fucking wanting to, like, cry because that shit, just hanging up on the phone and then seeing someone immediately talk poorly about you wasn't the nicest thing, especially when I didn't know about it, nor did I do anything wrong. It was completely the production and the producer just instigating it.
First of all, what is this backdrop that he has? It looks like he's playing some sort of game.
a little Kahoot playing, action or something?
It's Kahoot, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, he did the little, well, Vinny had COVID too. He was like the little, well, other people did it, so,
Well, I don't know about the complaint that the producers were looking for drama or no shit. It's a reality show. Nobody wants to watch a reality show where everything goes perfect. So every reality show, maybe except Survivor, even to a degree, like The Bachelor for sure, MTV, all those shows, even the show Josh that you guys dropped out of, I think.
I was going to say, like, I'm a reality star professional, you could say. And a lot of people would say that. And they fucking just mess with you. Like, they're going to take clips put it in different areas that it wasn't even involved in. They're going to take a line, cut it up to make it sound like you're mad at someone when you weren't really even in the scene. Like, it's just what they do. It's for the drama. That's what a reality show is. That's the basis of the show.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what, except of course at Barstool, where we don't have to fake a crate because we have maniacs running around a la Rico Bosco firing full high noons at people's heads.
Yeah,
but
what is that?
Most places don't have those psychopaths. So true. You have to do it.
It was really obvious though. Like, I watched a couple of the episodes and it's so boring because you can tell they cut all the Sienna and Jack shit out and just like tried to make up drama that wasn't even there. The
Which
show
ironically
ended up sucking.
That's the best drama.
I know.
Yeah.
So you cut out the thing that's real and everybody wants. And I'm reading along. Perhaps the biggest thing to come as a result of the show is Jack Wright bringing up a scandal with Sienna again, because it's essentially cut from the show alongside Sienna, despite small cameos. Jack posted TikTok saying he knows other guys who went through the same experience with Sienna. Jack's TikTok. So let's see what Jack says.
Yeah, he dropped a bomb yesterday.
Did he?
God damn.
Yeah.
Is this going to read?
Oh my God, you're such a legend. You make me so wet with your reckless spending. You've gained my respect and you're oh so funny. Please take me to your mansion and poke me.
You're fucking delusional, so try your best to remember. You're not a pimp, you're a borderline sex offender.
Wow.
Yeah, should we read it out loud for the listeners?
I can't even see it from here, so yeah.
Can't stay quiet anymore, especially when other guys in LA told me what she did to them as well. I'm done being gaslighted in silence, y'all. Deserve to know. Please give me a little more time. But please know I've had love and support through all this from friends, family, and all of you online. And if we go back without knowing, this is us just viewing. This is Sienna, like, sat on his lap and tried to kiss him and grabbed his junk a little bit.
Yeah, something when he like was, that. Like, passed out.
But they were, like, boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like blurred lines. No one really knows the truth because he's really never talked about it. But I think this is him coming out saying, wait, I'm going
to
talk about
it. So then why did they take it out of the show, though? Like, what was the whole big ordeal of needing to take it out of the show if he's just now posting?
I think because they wanted to take Sienna completely out of the show because of the accusations. So they just completely scratched that storyline.
So it was more like a Netflix covering our ass. We don't want a bad brand look here.
Yeah.
Who is silencing him?
I think it's more of like people are gaslighting him on TikTok and in his comments and like being on Sienna's side. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, this actually happened to me. And like, they're like kind of victim blaming him.
But he literally says, I'm sick of being silenced, but he hasn't talked about it, has he?
That's where I was coming from with okay, if you're not putting it on the show, I'm assuming they were probably like, I'm pretty sure Jack was saying at the start how he didn't want anything online, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe he wanted to talk about it on the show and Netflix silenced him a little bit.
Maybe. But couldn't he talk about it anywhere? Couldn't he just go talk about it not on Netflix, on his social media?
Like tweet it out.
I'm still on Sienna's side until further notice. I know that like you got to be careful of this shit, but from the stuff I saw and the way I understand the situation, if I'm passed out on a chair, Silvana can come grab my dick. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you sexually assaulted me. It's like, she's my girlfriend. That you can do that.
Yeah, well, that's the lines. No one knows if they were dating. So until they talk, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. Kodak Black loves hockey.
Oh, does he ever love hockey? Does he ever?
I have no idea what this is. Let's see it.
This is rock star, man. This is fucking awesome.
You didn't see this, Dave?
No.
This is hilarious.
I haven't seen this either.
It was last night, so it's relatively fresh. All right, here's the first video.
It's going crazy up there, bro.
I don't know what I just watched.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, you will. Get it. Kareem, do you have the other angle? Do you have the angle from inside the box?
I don't even know where Kodak Black is. What am I
looking
at?
Me either. I was trying to find him.
He's a rapper.
After this, and then we'll go back to the original one.
Or was this just a vintage, like, BFF when they just show a video and nobody knows what the fuck's going on?
No, that video is the one that went viral that has like 15 million views.
It's not a good old classic BFFs clip. It's not. It's a real clip here.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Okay, so that's what we're looking for.
So Kodak Black is apparently having intercourse inside a suite at the Panthers game. Now, if we go back to the original video,
watch. Oh,
you can see him. see him. So this guy thought that in the suites, Kodak Black thought in the suites the glass was tinted. Because he had his shades on. He had his shades on, so he thought that the inside of these glass suites were tinted. So he ends up starting to grind or bang this
girl. Is he literally fucking this girl?
It said on the TMZ article, it said grinding. Doesn't seem like it. Seems like there's a good pump game going on. So my conclusion, he's having sex with this lovely female in the Florida Panthers box office little area. It's kind of crazy.
Can we? I gotta watch both clips again.
Please. All right, here's the full video. Just watch him in the box.
Okay, let's see the other angle.
Now this is just a close-up. That might get us demonetized, but
a little bit might. Maybe but they have YouTube. He has his pants on.
It could be the zipper down.
Having sex, you know what? I'm gonna throw a little curveball. You know who is acquaintances/friends with Kodak Black? Me. So I'm gonna hit him up right now.
You gonna call him?
What?
I don't have his number. I just have we DM each other.
What hey, are you
just on the cash, you guys just hit each other with a couple DMs back and forth. Like, yo, what's up, man? What you doing
tonight? Hey, Kodak,
you up?
You fucking that girl last night? We'll see if she gets you fucking that girl last night or just grinding.
Nice.
All right, message sent.
That's so unreal. Imagine just the little, he has his shades on. You know when you walk inside after like having your shit, you're like, damn, it's dark in here. And you take your glasses off and you're like, holy fuck, it's bright. That was definitely what he was going on with him. He's in there with the glasses on, probably out of his mind.
Oh, yeah. And then that has just, to be high shit. Oh,
that is.
Tinted window.
Wild. I had no idea, Josh. Like, oh, he loves his hockey. I'm like, what do you have, a big goal celebration?
Yeah.
A big goal celebration? Crazy. Something like that, man. He was scoring for sure. He was scoring.
That is crazy. Well, I'll let you know if Kodak gets back to us. Moving on from a potential bang situation. I'm thinking about it. If he was fucking her, she was doing all that. He wasn't moving. It looked like he had the pants. I don't know. Hopefully we should have him on the show.
He should talk about it on the show. I think I'm going on the side of probably a grind, unless he had like.
He could have escalated, though. You never know what happened after it ended.
Maybe the lizard's peeping through the zipper hole. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little pants on zipper hole down action. Maybe.
I don't care if you think it's tinted or not. If you're openly fucking there, all-time move. I don't care if you, like, you have to know people see it. You have to fuck in a suite like that. You're crazy.
And there's people in there.
Usually like,
recording.
Yeah, usually
that's
like
why I don't think it. I don't
workers. There's usually workers, right? Like the security guards.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I'm gonna say
like,
that was a grind.
Yeah.
You know who may fuck in a suite though? Julia Fox. Julia Fox, Kanye, moving fast. She wrote her own blog, basically, in Interview Magazine about their first date. They said they met on New Year's Eve. Right. She had the entire photo shoot in Carbone. I question that. I don't even know what that means. Like, Kanye was directing her in a photo shoot. Is that like, and by the way, that's not, I've been in, if that's what that means, I've been in a lot of photo shoots and a lot of restaurants lately. But
she said that he was directing her. And then in the back of one of the pictures, he's like sitting down, eating food, talking. So like he wasn't doing any directing.
She's living the fantasy up a little bit more than he is, kind of thing.
She loves it. She is, right?
That's what I mean. She's going full blown, and this guy's just trying to finish his pasta. You know what I'm saying?
So do we think this is just a straight clout play by Julia Fox?
I don't know. Like, she's been in the scene for a while, and she's, like, kind of known of being crazy. So I think she believes it's, like, a true romance type of thing, but I think Kanye's fully just using her to get Kim's attention.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I mean, she is hot. Also, it's like, you know, maybe enjoying the attention.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Kim's response, though, Kim, like, what, didn't Kim say something like she's happy that Kanye's dating someone that's such a big fan of hers or something like that.
Yeah, something like, from rap. Kim Kardashian is reportedly happy that Kanye West is dating Julia Fox. Rather deal with a fan than a hater. According to TMZ, Kim Kardashian's got no beef with Kanye dating actress Julia Fox and actually believes the fact Julia is a huge fan of the Kardashian family could be a good sign of things to come in co-parenting with Kanye. As you know, Julia has raved about the Kardashian family, calling herself a diehard fan of Keeping Up.
It's kind of a little son moment, eh? Like, Kim kind of son Julia right there. It's like, or daughtered her, I guess. You know, it's a little like, yo, I'm happy you're such a big fan. You can date Kanye. I'm glad it's a fan. Like, oh.
Yeah, that would kind of hurt if I was Julia.
That stings a little.
I don't know, though. They are different stratospheres.
Yeah.
Still.
Kim's probably thrilled. Like, fucking get away from me, Kanye. You have a new girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, if she truly wanted it to end, yeah. That's like a good thing.
Yeah.
They're like next door, though. Like they live.
That is true. That is true.
Double date.
Our old friend Ava Louise and AB. So this was a huge story, obviously, with AB quitting in the middle of the game, the Bucks game, throwing his pads in the crowd. And then Ava Louise, who's the biggest dirtbag on not just social media, she's the biggest dirtbag on the planet, basically sharing DMs, trying to out it, supposedly trying to get more money. Ava at the hotel with AB. I can't believe that AB would pick her. Like, there's got to be better girls to, you know, have sex with and hook up with or whatever she did before.
She's probably very persistent, though, and she's always at the top of his DMs because she's fucking crazy.
But if you do one Google search on her, she licks toilets. She's on Dr. Phil. She was somehow quoted in that dust up with me, even though I've never fucking met the girl. She's the biggest piece of trash in the world. I guess AB be better. And then after the scandal, Ava threatened to go after the NBA, posting a picture of a DM with Devin Booker. No date on it, by the way. No mention of date. And of course, Devin is now in a relationship with Kendall Jenner. Ava DM'd with the gossip said Diamoxo, saying she would not reveal the timestamp because she doesn't want Chris to sue again. And because it's fucking either old or fake, Ava. Like, Ava brought up, I did have a text with her from like 2017, like once. She is trash. There's no, imagine thinking that Devin Booker would be like DMing with Ava Louise while dating Kendall Jenner. Nobody's that fucking stupid.
As if. You got Kendall, come on. Come on. No way.
Ava Louise, trash.
Yeah,
pure trash.
No Kendall regard Jenner? For anyone but herself.
Bad. Kendall Jenner, bad. Super, super good looking.
Very, very attractive. Maddie Monroe shades Charlie again. Fans are speculating Maddie Monroe is shading Charlie again after Maddie posted a TikTok on a backup account going through the zodiac signs at Taurus. Holy Charlie's zodiac shit. Sign. Maddie gave the middle finger. So gave the finger to Charlie's zodiac sign, Taurus. This is some petty girl shit, huh? Again, Maddie deleted the incriminating content like she did last week with a tweet that was suspected to be out. Charlie and little Huddy kissing. Here's Maddie's TikTok.
She's got to stop deleting everything.
Yeah. Right.
It's like the post and delete. You can't do that. Come on.
Hate it. Hate deleters.
What's with the girl?
She looks fucking crazy in that video.
I mean, she did throw, like, she could have just kept that up. She threw up the middle finger for way more than
like
just
so many,
Taurus.
Right? Like, multiple, yeah. But also at the same time, like, it's kind of crazy to just say, like, hey, fuck your star sign. You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
Nuts, right?
We talked about this early with you guys, Josh, when we started, because there were some, like, Instagram, TikTok delete. And you're like, well, it gets the attention. And then you move on. I don't know. I don't know anything about this controversy, but I think Maddie Monroe is coming across as a crazy, like, vindictive loser.
It's very, like, I, like, remember this in high school when there's, like, three best friends and two of them become close and the third one is just super jealous and tries to make shit up. Like, I don't think there's any real drama.
Like, they're mad they got replaced in the friend group.
Pretty much. She's mad. What I see, I feel like she's mad that her and Ivani got super close and she's like, fuck you. I thought we were best friends.
We should have her on the show. We should get Maddie to come on and talk about
it. I think we asked, and then Kareem, in the very Kareem, like, you know, Banner? Half-assed effort that he tends to do, he just did it like once. She said yes. We asked again. She didn't reply. He's like, I'm going to just go eat a sandwich. Like, I think
I do like sandwiches.
I think she left us on red.
Yeah.
Sandwiches are good. I hate to say it. But.
Nobody's ever going to be accuse Kareem of having a fire under his ass trying to get guests. That will never be something that is said about Kareem.
You don't think
two for today, though.
Well, did you?
you texted me and said you handled this. I handled it. It's not like you all you did was send the intro that I could have very well done.
Time out. And we're going to have Stetson Bennett on. We just found out in the middle. Quarterback, national champion of Georgia. I followed him. I found out he was following me. I asked him if he wanted to do it. So you clarified the time? Is that what you're saying?
You lobbed up the ball. Like, you gave it to me right at the hoop.
And
so you slammed down the alley-oop is what you're saying.
I'm friends with, I'm acquaintance with. I met him. I followed him. I'm like, will you come on BFF? He said yes. So, again, are you taking credit for that one?
No, I said you gave me the Steve Nash.
I would say I got both the guests today. I just told you to pick the time.
Out of 100% credit, what do you give you and what do you give me?
97% me.
All right.
You were an administrative assistant here.
That's kind of what I do, but yeah.
No, but I mean, if I have to personally reach for my account and set it up, that's me. I did it. I asked both of them. I don't even know what we're talking about here. That sums up the whole sorry existence here. You think you schedule these guests, which is bananas. Kourtney Kardashian pregnancy conspiracy. Wow, that was stunning. Kourtney, you know what? No, I'm giving myself 100 credit. 100. You get zero.
Double down on this shit, Dave. Let them know.
We might need to put the receipts. 100p.
The receipts of what? I asked both of them. They said yes to me.
All you sent him was a DM that said, hey, would you come on the pod? And he said yes. And then there's like 10 more DMs of me talking to him, setting it up. I think if I did, I did way more than you did there.
You ain't pushing P, Kareem. You just ain't pushing P.
Anybody can do that. And if I delivered a guest, it was like, yep, I'll come on. All I said is schedule it. You want me to go back and forth at times? You're crazy.
All I'm saying is the intro is just not
you
that
did
much,
not the intros. Then why don't you ever get guests?
All you said was, hey, would you come on? Which is what I said to Maddie Monroe.
And if I was talking to Maddie Monroe and she said yes at one point, I would be on her like white on rice till she's like, okay, come. You just give up. To do what? I don't know. To do nothing.
I don't want to seem like weird. You know, it's coming from you.
Weird.
So I don't want to.
Yeah, so then hit her up from the BFF account.
They don't respond. Madison Beer.
You can
probably
get it to a Madison Beer. Say we got your ex.
I'm surprised she hasn't blocked you yet, Dave.
That's what I'm saying. Dave's on the block train.
I'd rather lead to block than just not.
At least that gives us a story. Block gives us a story.
Yeah, it does.
We get to cover something then.
Having your ex on today. Having your ex on today. Sad he beat you to BFFs.
Yep. Beat her to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But all right, next. Kourtney Kardashian pregnancy conspiracy. Conspiracy that Jordan Woodruff, who works for us, she started this?
Yeah.
Wow.
She literally started an internet conspiracy that Kourtney Kardashian is pregnant because she posted a picture of a bedazzled avocado purse. What? Yep. What are we talking about?
You gotta watch the video to get the theory.
All right, let's watch it.
Does this avocado mean that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are pregnant?
Oh, because
let's
that's
get into
a little
why
baby.
I think this. So the other day, Jamal posted this A-list couple will supposedly be expecting a bundle of joy in 2022. Hint: neither are actors. So we all assumed it was Travis and Kourtney. Then the other day, Kourtney posted an old Instagram, which, you know, in Kardashian-Jenner world, that means they're usually pregnant. And then Kourtney posted this avocado to her Instagram story, and she, like, kept showing it off. And then she posted this picture with her hands over her stomach. And at 16 weeks, your baby is the size of an avocado. So I know this is kind of like a crazy stretch, but is Kourtney Kardashian trying to tell us that she's 16 weeks pregnant by this Instagram story of an avocado? Like I said, I'm crazy, but it could also be true.
It's 100% true.
Yeah, it is. I believe it. I believe it.
I think because, 100%.
Because Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians, they could do this. They would be the only people that would do something like they would think of this.
That's 100%. Jordan really is the first one to be like, they're pregnant?
Yeah, I think she put all of those together, the first one to put
good
them all
for
together.
Her. Yeah. I mean, that's factual. That wasn't a conspiracy. That's the sun will come up in the morning. It'll get dark at night. And yep. Kourtney Kardashian has an avocado 16-week kid. Good for them.
For sure. For sure. The old IG pic is what confirms it for me.
Yeah.
They always be doing that.
Whenever and the avocado. Pregnant. That avocado
yeah.
is
good. Yeah.
Kris yeah. Jenner's boyfriend supports Tristan. Kris Jenner's boyfriend, Corey Gamble, shows support for Tristan Thompson after attending his basketball game and flashing Tristan's jersey to the paparazzi in the middle of Tristan's paternity scandal. Public apology. What?
Yeah, how fucked up wow. is this?
You got to get rid of him.
See, he's always like gotten to fights with all of – he never got along with the kids. Like mostly just Kylie was the only one he got along with, and now this like solidifies that they're all going to fucking hate him.
Well, Kris –
that is a – nuts move.
Yeah, you got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, like hardcore. Bye.
100%. I mean, I that to me, if like one of my parents or a boyfriend, like you're dead to me. That's vicious.
Yeah. That's yeah, it's wild. That's
Forbes highest paid TikTok stars. Number one, Charli D'Amelio. Number two, Dixie D'Amelio. Number three, Addison Rae. Number four, Bella Poarch. Tied for number four, Josh Richards.
Let's go.
I don't know what's accurate. It's 17.5 for Charli, 10 million for Dixie, Addison 8.5, Bella and Josh 5. Do you want to say if that's accurate?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking, it's different because, like, for me, I have a lot of stuff that's in my net worth, and then there's liquid too, right? So they don't count net worth. But yeah.
By the way, did you see they just called you like a little version of me?
Yeah, I did. I did see
I don't know. Yeah. Where's the quote?
Crazy.
Yeah. Josh, that he co-hosts with an older version of himself, Barstool founder Dave Portnoy. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I you
like
know
that.
What? I'm going to take it as a compliment, man.
Okay.
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
I didn't know who your other, by the way, this is bullshit. They have four number. Oh, no, tied for number five, Kris Collins and Avani Gregg. I don't know who either of those people are.
You know Avani.
You
got to
know Avani, yeah.
Man.
That's Charli's bestie.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. She's like, she's so killing it, bro.
That's
she's
the
been
drama with
it
Maddie.
Too.
It's her, Avani, and Charli.
I'll say that.
Maybe we could try to get Avani on here then.
Yeah.
I'll say this. One thing that's good and speaks almost to you and Gruen, if you're looking, Josh, and I'm just seeing this in real time, number one, Charli, 155 million followers, Dixie, 57, Addison, 86 million, Bella, 87 million, Kris Collins, 42 million, Avani, looks like 59 million. You're by far, you're like half of what other people have, but the money's out there. That's impressive.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Lana Rhodes gave birth. I didn't know that either. I've been like, where? I've been in travel.
I didn't know
under
that
a rock.
Either, yeah.
Under a rock. I mean, she was pregnant when she was on the podcast in Miami. Remember? That was like the first.
Yeah,
like, talk
she like
about
almost
it.
Popped out. She was very far along. Me and Milo Rhodes gives birth on what seems according to our Instagram, January 7th. Baby boy named Milo, modeled for Playboy 4 days after. The father is still unknown to the public.
Is the kid white or is the kid
white
light skin?
He's looking white.
Say?
He's okay. Looking white. He's looking mm-hmm. white.
So it could be who we thought it was possibly, Dave.
Yeah.
Who'd we think? Blake?
On the Clippers. Yeah.
Yes.
But he's not white.
No, but he's light enough that makes
But
him
I got
with Lana
I got inside
white.
Information. I thought that it was somebody we wouldn't know, but I can't remember. It was so long ago. Anyways, good for her. It's a pretty picture of her and the kid.
Yeah, congrats.
Either way, congrats.
Yeah, definitely. All right, continuing along. 90 Day Fiance star farts in a jar. 90 Day Fiance star what Stephanie Motto sells her fart in a jar for $1,000. For a holiday season, she put her jars on sale, ended up making 200 grand, was making up to 97 fart jars a day. To do this, she would eat beans, protein, muffins, yogurt, hard boiled eggs. She ended up in the hospital with intense pains for gas. Stephanie can no longer sell farts in a jar because of the pain, but is still working on her fart jar NFTs. What are we talking about?
The world we live in, eh?
Why couldn't... Like, does she record herself farting in the jars? Couldn't you just get, like, a poop spray and and shoot it in the jaw.
Then it's not authentic, though.
Does it even smell?
But if you're going to the hospital?
Can you trap a fart smell in a jar like that?
I've wondered that since I was like a little kid.
It's gotta be fast.
I'm pretty sure I've like farted in a jar when I was a little boy and like waited months to see if I could still smell it later. And then like, I feel like
you should try. You should try after the show.
You could probably make bank. Girls would go nuts on that. Can I see this girl? Who is the girl?
No, I want to see the before and after though. I want to see Stephanie's life before she started selling her farts and after.
I mean,
hey guys, welcome to another day in the life of a girl who sells her farts in a jar. So today started off very early. I had a radio show interview that was based in Mumbai, India. So had to be up at 4 a.m. to get my hair and makeup ready so I'd look sexy for the fart buyers of India, who are one of my biggest demographics. I really want to thank the people of India for their generosity and kindness. Yep. And today I'm working on a brand new recipe for farts. This one involves a big block of cheddar cheese, so we'll see how it goes. This was requested by one of my clients. Then I spend a portion of my day working on my fart jar NFTs that are launching in just a couple weeks. I chat with my fart jar community on Discord, answering questions, talking about my farts, and working with my graphic design team to make my fart jar NFT collection. And after that, I have some shipments to drop off at the post office.
Nice
so
car.
My farts are developing, gotta kill some time, gonna make these shipments go out so that my clients have their farts in time for Christmas. And then I get home and I'm actually kind of feeling sad today because I got a phone call from one of my family members who thinks that I am an embarrassment and told me that I should stop selling my farts because it's giving my family a bad name. But you know what? I feel sad, but then I sit under my Christmas tree looking at my account and know that it's better to be sad and rich than to be sad and poor.
Fair, I guess.
That's fucking
queef
crazy.
Jars too, though. Like, you guys see that?
What?
That's crazy. She has queef jars too. Oof. Like, she has a variety. I guess she's got like front farts and back farts, you know?
Do queefs even smell though?
I see, personally, I feel like we should be asking you that, Brianna. Like, I don't know if we're going to know.
I don't think queefs smell. I think only butt farts stink.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
There's a level, usually, I'm like, make any buck you can and make any buck you can. There's a certain price that, like, yeah, I guess, but you are. I'd almost rather be like a porn star than a fart in a jar girl.
Really? Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. That's
honestly,
it's almost the same kind of somehow. It's almost the same playing field.
Like, I don't think you're necessarily a joke if you're a porn star. I think you're a joke if you're a fart in a jar girl.
Fart in a jar and queef in a jar.
Yeah. But you know, six and one, half dozen the other. And as I'm saying that, if someone's like, Dave, I'm going to give you 100 million, be the fart in the jar guy, like, I'll be farting all over the place. So, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yo, yeah. You're telling me, like, if I went back 5 or 3 years ago, whatnot, and someone was like, hey, Josh, I'll give you $200,000 this holidays, just fart in jars.
Crazy.
Give me the jars. How many jars do you want? Let me know. Let me know.
You probably could. Man goes viral for posting his wife shoveling. He tweeted, even after a 12-hour night shift at the hospital last night, my wife still has the energy to shovel the driveway. God bless her and all our frontliners. Time to make her some breakfast. Was he wrong for just watching? I don't know how this developed.
People are like, are you serious? Go out there and shovel the driveway after your wife is working a 12-hour shift. Why are you just taking a picture of her?
I get that, but what if he didn't even know? Like, what if they both woke up, she snuck out, he sees it. He was kind of being nice. The tweet was like, nice. He said he's going to make her breakfast. Who knows?
And it's a cutesy little pic, right? It's a memory. It's like, ah, look at my wife down there shoveling. I'm going to go whip her up some eggs.
Would you let Silvana do that? Go outside and shovel?
Fuck yeah, but there's better chance of hell freezing over than that happening. Like, that, there's a lot of things I got to worry about. Waking up one day in a snowstorm with Silvana shoveling while I'm in bed.
Right,
is,
and you getting roasted on Twitter?
That,
probably not.
That is not one of the things I got to worry about. Logan Paul came to the new opening of Barstool River North. Appreciated him coming. Has he weighed in on the Pokemon stuff yet?
I haven't heard him say anything about it.
So
me either.
I know everything, and I'm gonna keep it quiet because he said keep it quiet till he reveals it. So I won't say shit.
Damn. Oh man. How are you doing the one thing you say no one can do on the
show? No.
You can't. I know, but I'm not going to tell anyone. That's what you hate.
If a friend prefaces it, I'm only telling you, like, I don't want to steal his content. Like, he's like, I'm going to do something with it, so I tell you, you can't tell anybody. All right, fine. And I'm not going to lie.
I get what you're saying, but exactly. If I were to say that, you'd have been like, well, just say it. On the show. No. Now I can't handle it. No. I can't fucking handle this.
I didn't put it on air. I wanted to. Videos to react to. New Glee cast. Am I in this because I'm Mr. Shu? I don't know who the fuck that is. Did I just get insulted?
Yeah, I didn't get it. I've never seen this show before.
Did I just get insulted?
Yeah. I've never seen Glee, to be honest with you.
You did. So this was just recasting it with all awful influencers. You were one of the awful influencers.
No, but the other people on those influencer lists were like celebrities. So I'm not – I was
– No, they were all like bad ones.
Addison
was on there.
Well, ones that people hate. Like the first one, David Dobrik. Gabby
All those
Hanna.
People are super rich that were in that.
Bryce Hall, like him or hate him, he's everywhere. Addison Rae, I was encouraged to be on that list with the people. I was more like, who the fuck's Mr. Shu?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing that you were thinking. Yeah. I'm like, I'd never seen this show. I don't know.
Those just seem like very big influencers, so fine. Olivia Pontoon in 669.
6'9", man. 6'9".
6'9". Tekashi.
Are they dating?
What?
I don't know. I haven't seen the video.
I don't know. I know she like twerked on him a long time ago. And
yeah, she twerked on him
viral.
Like a year ago.
Yeah. Is this the year old video? Ride, don't break, ride, leave it to the double thick thighs, twin sisters. Drop it down and wobble, wobble up. Mommy booted up, she get down and gobble. Why are we watching this? It's a year old.
Yeah, that is.
Maybe it's going viral again. Devin wanted to put it in.
Anybody want to tell us why that's in there?
Love to hear.
She just posted it again, Devin says.
Okay.
Olivia just re-uploaded it.
She re-uploaded it after. Okay, so she got shit on. Like, she almost got canceled for that. I don't know
they
why
were like,
she would
yo,
repost
you're
that.
You're dancing and promoting.
Those were Devin's words,
that, like,
not mine, if Olivia did not re-upload it. I don't want the Ponton stance.
Olivia, that's on TikTok?
Yeah.
Well.
Pontoon, as you would say.
Yeah.
Are we doing a little verification check?
Yeah, we are. We're not going to just let these be. Is she not? No, I can't. I must. What's her Twitter handle?
I don't know. Olivia Pontoon.
I am Olivia Pontoon.
Devin's mic's on. She can tell you what she told me.
I don't see it anywhere.
I don't see it there anymore either, but I definitely didn't scroll back and look for that. It was on her account, and now it's not, so I just look stupid. But if I wouldn't put an old video on here.
Seems like you put an old video on here.
That's what I'm thinking.
It does seem like that, and maybe I did, but not intentionally.
Okay.
All right.
Jackson Mahomes dance. Some girl, by the way, has sent me a long thread, zero views, of a story that she claims tea, but there's no evidence. It's just her talking, saying her boyfriend stole Jackson Mahomes from her.
Her boyfriend stole Jackson Mahomes from her.
No, her boyfriend. Jackson Mahomes stole her boyfriend from her.
Okay.
Oh, like Jackson Mahomes did the swoop in and okay.
Yeah.
And like what? They like turned him.
Well, I guess the way she told it is that she was okay with her boyfriend like exploring, but then they got more like serious and she left him for it. But I have no proof that's true.
That seems like that's kind of on her though.
Yeah.
Like,
while I was being calm and no fire under my ass, I did watch that whole thing earlier today because it just came out. But it has no views, and it's like, yeah, like you said, hard to prove. So
she literally sent it to me the second it came out,
and it still has no views. It has like 100, like in it's not even at 1,000 views yet.
Seems far.
Well, I don't know.
Jackson,
I don't know how people
doesn't Jackson Mahomes
it.
Say. How? Doesn't Jackson
Are
Mahomes
there any pictures?
No,
it?
I didn't
no,
see
it's
pictures.
It's like a 7-part series of like a documentary on TikTok of the story she's telling, but it has no views.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a tough ass to believe that.
But we have this dance, so I don't know what this is.
Back in the 6th grade, I got the bad grades. I was in love with my tutor. See, musically lose, you trapping me.
Most of you rappers be actors, man. And people are going nuts because his name is spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someone gave him the jacket. Charles, he's not making great headlines lately. The little bar that got mad at him because he was too demanding. All right, Wood, this is a new product line. We are seeing it everywhere at Wood Grooming on Instagram, Twitter. I love this stuff. New men's grooming line offering products across hair, body, beard, shape. Wood is for those who dare to try new things and are always playing their next adventure. Wood works, smells as good as it looks. I like the pomade for the hair, which I have in my head right now. So again, go to getwood.com or at your local CVS. They are carrying it. Look at my hair. Look at the waves. It is using Wood right now. All right. Welcome, Zach Beter, to the show. Talked about him last week. Zach, and I, how would you describe your and I relationship? Because we have met, I think, a couple times now.
I'd say just, mutual friends. We've ran into each other in Miami and L.A. and, around, and but never really probably sat down, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I was like an acquaintance. It's like we're not friends, but it's like if I saw you, I'd be like, hello. So you've been in the news. And the more we talked about it, the more everybody here, Josh, Bree, like, what's the deal with this guy? Like, he's everywhere. And everywhere with A-list, like, A-list, like with The Weeknd, this past weekend on social media. So we want to have you on and just figure out who exactly you are and, like, how you got to this spot. So we got
Did it all start? Where did this start from? How did you get introduced to these people?
Because there's two sides. And some people are like, oh, he had connections to the family. And then there's others like, nope, he's done it all himself. So,
what's funny is that I never, ever addressed this like really before, like formally. And I think that's probably what perpetuated the rumors getting even more and more out of control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's funny because what allowed me to, further my relationships and continue to be around creative people and be like an asset and work with these people was always that, like, I wasn't publicizing what we were doing. But the more I didn't publicize it, the more I'm in these very sort of like, front of the picture situations that are leading more and more to, like, why is this kid there? Right.
Right.
So there's this double-edged sword of, like, the reason I'm even there to begin with is because my relationships are private and trusted. And then it's also leading more and more to the rumors. So, there's no family connection, never been. Everyone thinks my dad is like this crazy rich guy or something. I haven't spoken to my dad truthfully in like 10, 15 years. I'm not even sure exactly where he is, to be honest. And definitely no money. I've always been the one who supports my family. And I think that's also why I wanted to keep it private. That's sort of like family matters.
What the hell is that sound? Are you like scratching a record right now?
No, I'm trying to fix my computer. You guys,
can you hear me? All right. Yeah, I can hear you. It just sounded like there was literally like a record scratch.
Yeah, like a record.
DJ Bia.
And DJ Bia, that's a great little like segue because that is how I've thought of you, and I don't know if that's correct. Like, when I think of you from the outside, it's like he's a DJ, but he's not a DJ you're going to go see play at Live or, like, he's not Diplo. He's not, like, a guy that is headlining, but he's playing, like, club parties, but the best club parties, and there's going to be celebrities everywhere. That is how I don't know if that's right or wrong, but that's how I view it.
I say it's somewhat accurate. I guess I'm just sort of careful about the things that I DJ. My whole thing was I never really wanted to go play like the big club circuit. And I do, like when I'm in Miami, Dave will have me do Live, or when I'm in Vegas, I play at the Wynn at XS and whatever. But to me, I guess going back to sort of like how you see it, I always figured that the parties that we play are like a breaking grounds for like new music and new artists to meet older artists. And it's sort of a thing that I guess when I'm playing a party, the type of people that are going to come and dance are open to, like, it's a sort of like a safe environment where like the biggest artists in the world can meet the cool new young artist and like bond over music or whatever it is. And that's sort of been like the parties I've always catered to.
So do you cultivate the crowd then? Like, or is it, you know, you're going to be at a place and just because people see it, they know what type of crowds there. Are you actively like, hey, I'm DJing, come, like, how's that?
Yeah, are you almost like the promoter? Like, are you getting all these guys to come, or is it just
I think it's gotten to that point where it's sort of like, I'll use this, the Weeknd party last weekend, for example.
Yeah.
So the Weeknd's put out this amazing album. He, right before it comes out, I've always been, I guess, over the course of years, I've become like a trusted person for when people are making music or things like that. So the Weeknd makes his album. He called, I haven't spoken to him in a while. You know, I guess with COVID, everyone's kind of doing their own thing. We reconnect and he's like, hey man, I would love to play you this album. Come by the studio. So I go by the studio. It's just him and I catching up on like basically 2 years of life, plays me the album. And he's like, yeah, man, like I made this album out of like escapism for wanting to go party during COVID. Now that we really can do this, like, let's go do this. I want you to DJ my party.
So, all right. To most normal people, like including myself, like that's a wild story to me.
Yeah.
Like the Weeknd just being like, hey, Zach, like this new album, come to my studio, me and you play. Like, how's that relationship?
So casual.
Yeah. Like, how did you become that guy? And you're saying it's all these private relationships, but something, you're not that old. So like, and you're with everybody, like Drake, Kylie Jenner, Bella Hadid, Virgil, RIP, Addison, obviously Madison Beer, I think is how a lot of people first became, me included. It's like, because she became so huge, it's like you were dating her, but like, even that, like something happened.
Yeah. Like, how'd you get in contact with all these people? Like, what was it that made them like reach out to you or be like, oh yeah, let's work on this together. Or where did these connections come from?
When I was young, like 18, like years old, like probably 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And I was running around, like first starting to go to parties and first starting to throw parties, first starting to DJ parties. That's probably more so like when we started cultivating the crowd, right? Going back to your question. And that's when we started kind of doing our own thing. And it became a thing. That's when it early on became a thing that like, if you were coming to our parties, you knew what you were signing up for. And it was sort of like really only friends of friends. And then a lot, you know, it's crazy because it's hard to explain in one sort of sitting, but I don't really know exactly how to say it. I guess it's like a combination of, as the internet takes form and we were like exploring like fashion things and music things and meeting up and coming artists. Then
who's they? You're just your friends?
Yeah, I get, you know, it's, I'd say we have a crew of like 10 friends that are all sort of in music and fashion and all around my age. And we were like kids kind of like sneaking into fashion shows and things like that. We used to go to all those things like Paris Fashion Week and New York Fashion Week and kind of just go on our own dime. And then,
okay. Is that why you think like some people started saying like your dad was working with Dior or something because you were going to all these fashion shows or what?
You know, it's funny. There's a guy who works at Dior who has the same last name as me.
Okay.
That's got to be it, yeah.
And when people started seeing me around things, you know, I wasn't really Googleable at the time. And they'd be like, look up my last name. And the first thing that would come up would be like director of PR, Dior, this guy, Villalobos. And so everyone's like, this is how he's everywhere.
Yeah, and because it made sense. It's like, oh, your dad hooks up artists or musicians or people in the fashion industry with Dior stuff. And then that's how you got the connection. But obviously was not the story.
No, I mean, for people don't may not be as into like the scene, to give you an idea, like you were the DJ for like Louis Vuitton's recent event. I mean, every major event, you end up being there. Did you have aha moment at all where it's like, shit, like I just went from kind of running around on my own dime to somehow I've become part of this scene?
It's funny because I think it's a common, it's a gradual thing. You know, it wasn't like one day I'm here. And you often see with like musical artists, let's say like a musical artist has that breakthrough hit and everyone's like, oh, look, it's an overnight success. But really there's like 3 years up until that point of them making music, doing these things until that sort of happened. And I think with me, I just gradually, I'm still trying to figure it out and build things out. And speaking of Virgil, who is like, you know, someone I admired to the furthest extent and like a big brother to me, when we were all in Chicago for his, you know, celebration of life and things like that very recently, there was one night where we had a big long table dinner, like 50 of us. And it's sort of like a mixture of like friends he knew from college, his closest collaborators, all of our like friends that were all often with him. And I'm finally sort of sitting at this table with guys that I felt like laid the foundation for me, guys that started brands, guys that were DJs, like Heron Preston and all these guys that were like in the fashion cultural zeitgeist scene. And then I admired, and now I felt like I was at the table with them and they were asking me about my story. I saw you did this. That's so sick. And I'm like, wait, I belong, or I'm at this table with them. And it was sort of a full circle moment, I guess.
So you co-founded your own record label, Field Trips Records, 2018. And if I didn't do the homework on this, I'm sorry. Would you consider yourself more fashion guy or DJ guy? I just thought DJ, but you've talked more fashion since we've been sitting here talking. What?
It's funny. I just think that the fashion scene is a reflection of music and vice versa. And like, those are always the parties I DJ. So when you're like, oh, you're not doing these big club things, it's like, I always felt like I did parties more geared towards, you know, specific music genres or like brands or things like that.
Got it. What do people who hate you say?
Probably that. I think there's just confusion, right? It's like, how is he here? Why does he know these people? Why do these people support him or whatever? And there's always a confusion probably from the outside looking in.
You know what the number one question I get whenever your name comes up? And I think as girls, they're like, he's not Brad Pitt. He's not like, you don't walk down, but like if you look at Josh, I see Josh in public. Josh is a fucking good looking boy band kid. It's like, oh, fucking, thanks, I get man. Why the girls. I've met him like, no, he's a good looking guy. He wouldn't be a guy you pick out, be like, he's going to date all the prettiest girls in the world. That's not it. But he's a good looking dude.
You are dating all the prettiest girls.
But
so
that's the element of the confusion. It's like, why the fuck is like all these girls dating him? And I think a normal guy's like, fuck this guy. Just right. That's like a normal guy
hate
reaction.
You off the bat.
Yeah. Because guys are haters. Like, it's like, why the fuck's he dating them? He's like, you know, there's certain guys you look at. It's like, all right, I get it. Fucking he's Liam Hemsworth. Like he's stunning, you know?
Like Thor or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and that's part of the confusion. I remember I was like, yeah, he's a good looking guy. I don't know the background. Fashion, Brie, as you hear his story, it's like it makes a little more sense with all the fashion and girls eat that shit up.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And like, I think girls are kind of like over the hot guys because they always like fuck them over. And you might be like the mysterious guy that's like going to change them. But I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know about that because my girl, Silvana, is there a viral video of you and Madison like getting in a fight on a street corner and you're walking back and forth?
By the way, that's another thing that got taken way out of proportion.
But that is you?
Pictures.
There is a video, though. There is a video of that for sure.
But that's from like 4 years ago. And then Madison put out a song like 6 months ago and everyone's like splicing the two and being like, look, this song's about this moment. Zach cheated on. I never cheated on Madison. It's something that's perpetuated by the internet. And, you know, if it's funny, like working in music, you realize how useful of a tool TikTok has been to like translate the streams and record awareness and things like that.
100%.
And I think while she puts out a big song, like one of her singles, and then there's this trend going viral, obviously it perpetuating only helps her song.
Right. Does it help you too a little bit in a weird way?
Terrible.
Terrible. I will say, Silvana watched it. Silvana watched it. I don't know why we're watching it. And she didn't know you were coming on. And I don't even think she knew the relationship. She's like, that guy's an asshole. Like, who would treat Madison Beer like that? Like, I think we got him on the podcast in like 2 days.
you wouldn't believe the amount of like comments and things. Like, you know, you become like numb to it. But all the time, people are like, you're the guy that cheated on Madison. I'm like, no. But I never knew to address it because I guess I never figured out early on that maybe I'd be in the public eye in some way or things like that. Obviously when you're, you know, dating someone famous, you are to some degree, but I never thought to really address it. And then once all the stuff was going viral on TikTok, she actually called me and was like, I'm sorry about all this madness going on TikTok. And I'm like, honestly, I don't really see it that much. I wasn't like, I don't go on the app that frequently, but and I'm like, I hope your song's doing really well. And I'm, you know, it's not like we weren't perfect by any means, but I think the whole thing definitely got out of hand online for sure.
And now you're dating Madeline Klein. Is this factual or am I just reading misinformation on
my
sheet?
Or is this just a game you guys went together to and then like people again took it out of context?
Yeah, I think we're not dating. I mean, we hang out all the time and she's
so
like,
you're getting there. Maybe dating soon.
It's one of those things where I don't think
No. There it is. There it is.
I mean,
there it is. There it is. We were all kind of beating around the bush. Beating around the bush, but there it is.
I'll say. Let me think of the right wording. I think that as someone like herself, who's extremely busy and is gonna start traveling for, you know, she's on set 5 months of the year and then doing this and doing that, and she has such a busy schedule. And I think I have a pretty busy schedule. It's one of those things where we really enjoy hanging out. We enjoy going to dinner. We enjoy going to games, doing all these things, but we never officially started dating and probably won't officially ever stop because it's just more like we're hanging out and we're enjoying it and not even thinking too much about what it is.
Got it. So are you in LA right now?
Yeah.
How often the times I met you have been Miami. Do you travel all the time or are you?
I travel a lot. I feel like we were all in Miami during COVID times.
We were. I live half the year here now. So I'm here a decent amount, but I'll be in LA for the Super Bowl. And I'm sure like, if I was planning my Super Bowl itinerary, I'd be like, wherever Zach is going to be is where I want to be. I assume that'll be like the best places.
I'm flattered. Yeah, we're actually doing a couple good things for Super Bowl. I'm DJing this party. Drake's performing. You should be
see,
there.
That's exactly what
that's
I'm
what,
saying.
Yeah, waiting for.
And you guys should come. Smart. Yeah.
Come on by.
We'll do. All right.
John Turgeon's a massive fan of yours, and he set it all up.
Yeah, he is. So we did a bunch with him. Even whenever I'm in LA, I do see him. He was big with the Barstool Fund. We're helping like the bars and clubs and restaurants. So good guy.
Yeah, by the way, I wanted to mention that. So awesome, man, for real.
Appreciate it. So we got games. I don't know what game this is created for Zach, correct?
Yeah, well, we're playing one with him that we've played with others, the Word Association. So Basically, we're going to throw a celebrity up there, and then you just say the first word associated when you see the picture. It's pretty pretty simple.
First word that comes to mind.
Yeah. This is the first game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Selfless. Wow. You'd be surprised. Always takes care of her friends.
Nice.
Kylie Jenner, selfless.
He
knows them all. His besties
I know.
With them all.
I know. So his answers will be different than ours.
Yeah.
What do you guys have? Are we playing this game or is he just playing?
You guys should all play.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah. Well,
I was kind of going to say the same thing as Brianna, but I'm glad Brianna said it first.
I hate saying this, but I think plastic a little bit.
Oh, man. Come on.
No, I know.
You think that with Kylie, though?
I would have gone ass based on this picture, but you see the pictures of her young and growing up, and it's like it looks like a totally – maybe she's got older. And by the way, plastic doesn't necessarily mean negative, I don't think. It doesn't have to.
Look,
why does it?
Everyone grows up and changes and makes their own choices and does whatever to any regards.
Right, so it's not necessarily negative.
But
no, not at all.
By the way, you think that Kylie has like this perfect life. And in many ways she has like this amazing life and so much access to resources and whatever, but she's also, you know, she's known nothing but being constantly in the public eye since she was a little kid. And although that's gotten her to where she is, it's also like a trippy life. You can't go get coffee on your, you know, you can't go do normal things. And those are things I love to do. I like to go get 5:30 sushi with my boys or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I do those things. And she's someone that always like, you'd be surprised. All of her close friends' birthdays or anything, she's always looking out for them. And
he's a legend.
Like, truly, truly, truly good person.
Nobody has perfect. I mean, especially her. I don't think anybody. They're going through a ton of shit right now to begin with. So nobody has perfect life. Yeah.
Yep.
Team Kylie. Okay, Drake.
The greatest. Okay. Greatest of all time.
I just think top. Like, I think he's like on one of the levels of when you think of celebs, like I put him on like, you just stop your shit if you see him, like a Kanye, a Drake, to me, even like a Leonardo, like guys that are A++ celebs.
Here's my question to you, Josh. How old are you, Josh?
I'm 19.
Okay. So you're obviously, you know, you're younger than me, but like Dave, you grew up more like, let's say in a Jay-Z era.
Yes.
Where do you rank the two?
So they're different for me now. Jay-Z, as crazy as this is going to sound, and Drake may have a whole thing I don't know about it. My life's been more on the business side. I respect the Jay-Z business. I almost see him as like a business guy.
Well, like, I think part of Jay-Z's like iconography is like the post-rap business career mogul.
100%.
Yeah, and those tend to be the guys that I'm most like intrigued by and interested in. So I seem a little different, but Jay-Z I would put on that A++. I see Drake still as more of a performer, and I see kind of Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's like, more of a mogul, I think. Jay-Z's exactly. More of that mogul.
Yeah, that's how I view it. And I'm sure Drake has shit going on, but for me,
for right, sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Drake has a ton going on, but he also hasn't even gotten to that post-rap career stage.
Exactly, but exactly. He's not there yet. He's not there. He's still in that, like, prime of just being kind of the GOAT of rap. You know what I mean? Like, right now.
But to me, musically, like, he's exceeded heights that probably no one else ever could. He, like, touched so many genres and, you know, super transcendent.
And a guy like Jay-Z, like, there's a lot of successful ex-famous, like, business that I'm just like, well, you put your name on anything, you're going to be successful because you have. I don't view him that way. I see, right. I think if he never did rap, he'd still be a really successful business guy.
It's not like he just, like, threw his name on a tequila brand.
Correct. Yeah, shit like that.
No, yeah. No doubt. Jay-Z is a brilliant entrepreneur, businessman.
Yeah,
for sure.
Fetty Wap.
Serendipitous.
So this is reading. This is how you got your, one of the ways you got your start, right?
Yeah, you know, I tell that's another story that's kind of like gotten out of control, I feel like. Yes, like the Fetty Wap story to me is always super important.
So what, just tell it like quick, so in case people don't know it.
Spark notes.
In 20 seconds, yeah. We pulled up to the club on my 19th birthday, all fake IDs, wearing suits. Like, we didn't know how you're supposed to dress to go to the club. We figured you should look older. We wear suits and we show up to the club at like 10 p.m. Everyone at the door is laughing at us. Like, what are these like teenagers in suits doing here? This place doesn't open for another 2 hours. They basically like press my friends into buying a bottle to get us in. I have no money at the time. My friends, it's my 19th birthday. They're like, cool. We'll, you know, we'll put on my dad's credit card or something like that. We buy a bottle at the bar. We're in there thinking, you know, night of our lives. Holy shit, we're in this club.
Life's a movie.
We're like, this is unbelievable. This is peak Fetty Wap. You know, he just dropped that Drake remix. Trap Queen is like, you know, top 10 Billboard, whatever. And he walks by us. And like some fans who've never seen a rapper up close before, we're like, holy shit, yo, Fetty, blah, blah, blah. It's my boy's birthday. Yo, it's my birthday, whatever. We're like, you know, talking to him. And he's like, wait, it was my birthday yesterday. What's your name? Whatever, dabs me up. We're like, wow, best night ever, you know? Long story short, 2 hours later, he's performing his song on top of the DJ booth, and he sees me. We don't have a table, so we're just like kind of standing around. He sees me close to the DJ booth, and he's like, and yo, happy birthday, my guy, Zach, fellow Gemini in the building. Like, enjoy your night or whatever. The club's about to close. His security guard waves me over, and he's like, yo, Fetty's like, yo, man, I hope you had a good night. How was your night? We're just chopping it up. He like puts his arm around me, like hands me a bottle of Remy Martin. Take a swig out of it, whatever. And you know, the lights turn on, and the club when the lights turn on is a crazy place,
right? Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, you don't want to, like, when you're dancing with a girl, the lights turn on, you're like, oh,
it's a frantic place. You're like, wait, yeah. Whoa, this look at that couch. I thought it was so nice. It has like cigarette poles.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Lights turn on, and this kid comes and gets my number, thinking I'm like Fetty Wap's intern or assistant or something, and is basically hitting me up for the next 2 weeks, like, what are you and the guys doing tonight? And I was kind of playing it off. I wasn't like, yo, I'm not with Fetty, but I wasn't telling him I'm with him either. I was just like, yo, cool. Yeah. What are you doing? I'll come check out the club, whatever. So I was just starting college at USC. And I'm just bringing, like, you know, random friends that I'm meeting out. And after going to the club like 2-3 times with this guy who thinks I'm Fetty Wap's assistant, another character who's a legend, this kid named Jermaine, was like, oh, yo, I've seen you here like 3-4 times last month. Like, you look like a cool kid. Like, you have like a cool crew. Do you want to start throwing parties and coming out to the club more? And that's how it all started.
Interesting. Wow. That's why you said serendipity. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. All right, next one.
Bella Hadid.
I'd say, trying to find the right word, very like introspective, deep person.
She owes me a pizza review. She hit me up to do a pizza review, and then I tried to call her on it, and she bailed. So I just think pizza when I see her.
You should. Yeah. She has good takes on food. She has good takes.
Yeah, I know. She was very adamant about it. So I was like, yeah, we'll do it next time. We're supposed to do it one time we're in Miami together. Because I think I went to a place she had right after, but that's what I think.
She knows a lot about like Middle Eastern food and stuff too.
That would make sense. What? All right, what's up with his look? Is that real? Is this old thing? What's going on? Is that how he looks like?
You know how like actors, when they go full sort of like method actor?
Yeah.
That's like how he is with his rollouts. I think that he creates these characters associated with the music. He associates like how we've been talking. I'm talking about fashion stuff and you're like, I thought you were more music, and I kind of see them as one thing. He sees like music and cinema as one thing. So like he's a huge movie fan, movie buff. And when he enters like these sort of eras of albums, he'll like live that character.
Got it. Yeah, I was so, confused like, the first. Like I saw it. What?
My mom DM'd me, was like, who's that old guy next to you in the picture? He looks familiar.
Yeah. I was very confused because I saw him and I'm like, oh, he's doing it for album. But then I kept seeing him in different places. I'm like, did he just fucking age like 1,000 years?
But by the way, it's crazy to sit through that much like makeup. It's like, you know, probably like a 6-hour thing.
Yeah, it's a nutty process.
Super gnarly.
Committing to the role.
Oh, I mean, like international genius, you know?
Is this the guy who sent me a sweatshirt, Kareem?
Yeah.
This guy's a barstool. You said this, so it shows where I am. Kareem, our guy, is like, you know he follows you, Dave. I'm like, what? I have no idea who he is. So I just DM'd him. I'm like, do you have any designs we can put on a sweatshirt? He's like, yeah, I'd do that. And then he sent me a sweatshirt, but I really don't know who he is.
Murakami is a legendary Japanese fine artist. And then going back to like, I guess, again, fashion, like the history of streetwear has always been tied to Japan. Mm. A lot of like the early, like Bathing Ape, if you know that brand, Bape is a Japanese streetwear brand. It was one of the first like transcendent brands to America. And so like as like Kanye and Pharrell and all these guys were, you know, going on the beginning of their runs and really taking over fashion and music at the same time, Murakami was a guy that was doing artwork, and they used to collect his art and they would collaborate with him on cover arts and things like that. And throughout the course of his like the most recent 20 years, he's really like transcended pop culture and become like this iconic figure, like from an art standpoint. And it's so funny because, you know, he's a massive fan of like American pop culture and deeply follows it. And he doesn't speak perfect English, but like I've gone to dinner with him a bunch of times. And he has this way of communicating with you, even like non-verbally, just showing his appreciation or laughter or whatever. And you're like, you leave the dinner and you're like, what a genuine time I just had, even without words.
That may be one of my, like, when did you realize you've gotten someplace? Like the fact that that guy is a fan of Barstool is bananas to me, like bananas. Yeah.
He likes Dave's pizza reviews a lot. I don't think Dave understands the magnitude of how big he is, but he's huge.
Well, that's another thing is like you created this thing and you're so in it on a day-to-day basis. You don't realize how many people it's affecting.
Yeah.
Or how many consuming this, or even like where, like you're like, this is a guy in Japan, you know, a 60-year-old man in Japan.
Yeah. Kareem like, told me, it's like, yeah, that's good. Like we got to go to Domino's. Like, I mean, I was like not grasping it. He did send a sweatshirt. Sweatshirt's fire.
Wait, you went to Domino's for a pizza?
No, I was just trying to tell a story and like be funny, but it didn't take.
He's saying like he doesn't understand how big, like he didn't believe how big.
No, I believed you. I just didn't get it. It's like I didn't get it. It's like, you know, I just didn't. I don't know. I didn't get it.
No, total legend for real.
All right, a couple more.
Well, his girlfriend.
I'd say ambitious and sweetheart for sure.
Nice, good move, man. Now you're definitely gonna get a dater.
How many more, Kareem?
Last one, Kyle Kuzma.
All right.
Misunderstood.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say weird.
No.
But that makes sense for what you said.
Weird people that are misunderstood.
Do we have that picture of that time he wore that outfit that looked like the sweater? Old? Yeah. What the hell was that?
By the way, you know what's so funny is I commented like incredible on it. And like it was a thread of like 100 people being like, fuck you, worst outfit ever.
I mean, that outfit was terrible. That outfit was terrible.
I thought it was genius.
to get people talking or because you think it looks good?
I think it's okay. Let me backtrack on why the misunderstood thing.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Imagine being a kid whose whole life is basketball, right? You grew up in Michigan. You're not like in New York or LA or like one of these major cities. You end up going to play for one of the schools that offers you, Utah. Again, great school, but not, you're not like at UCLA or, you know, Duke primetime basketball, whatever. And you somehow end up on the Los Angeles Lakers, right? So now you've gone your whole era probably being a fan of pop culture and hip hop and fashion, all these things. And now you're primetime Los Angeles Lakers. He's on a bad team, gets to take a ton of shots. There's no pressure on him. He's a late first round pick. No pressure. He's on a bad team and just starts getting it off. 20 points here, 18 points there. He's like 21 years old. His life is completely 180'd from being a random kid in Michigan to now being on the Los Angeles Lakers, the most, like one of the most historic franchises in all sports. And I know you're a Boston guy, so I don't know how you feel.
But I respect everything you're saying. It does not make any excuse to that sweater, but I can
understand. I don't know if that didn't connect to the sweater.
Point being, a lot of shit is being thrown at him super fast, and he's like, oh shit, I'm going to start dressing different. I'm hanging out with the rappers I used to listen to.
Just wear weird clothes because I'm making buckets?
And that sweater is a little beyond.
Fashion in general has gotten out of control.
You know, I agree. And like Russell Westbrook's like a crazy ass dresser, but most of the time I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. I saw that sweater. I'm like, whoa, that's the weirdest and I know sometimes with fashion and shit, like the crazier, uglier, it's like, yep, that's awesome. No, that sweater, no one's going to convince me that sweater played. Nobody.
I'm not going to try and convince you otherwise.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on. It's good to get the story. I'm sure I will see you Super Bowl. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting life. Interesting life. Zach Bia, everybody. Thanks, man.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, guys. I'll catch you, in like a month or whatever.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yep. All right. Yep.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. Interesting cat, eh?
Oh, my God. So interesting. I mean, I don't know if people.
Like, keeps it cool. Keeps it that, like. I don't get excited.
Really. You couldn't really push anything out of him, like in the beginning.
He's just in the scene, but like even what it's so incredible that story was like the Weeknd calls him is just like one on one, but it's everybody. If you follow him on social media, it's the Weeknd, it's Drake, it's not A list, it's A++.
Oh yeah, it's that. It's the top 0.1 percentile. Like, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Also, though, did we feel like he was kind of not giving us? Like, was he hiding something at the start there? Like, when we were asking about how he came up? Like, was he keeping it mysterious on purpose?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I think there is an element of what he was saying, if I had to guess. It's like he went to USC, had like a cool kind of fashion group, group of friends. And if you're in that scene, you just start networking and meeting people. Like we all probably have different degrees of that. You just start meeting and knowing everybody. Like I always use the Miami Dave Grubman. If you know Dave, you start meeting everybody. Like
that's a fact.
So somewhere along the way that happened with them. And if you're doing it for a long time, but I do believe what I said, if like the Super Bowl, if it's like Zach B is DJing, you know, that's going to be
the
a
spot.
Place. Yeah. You want
the
be.
Spot to be.
Yep. Okay. True classic. The fit of a t-shirt is tight around the arms and shoulders and it's designed specifically for a man's body. It's flattering for any body type. We also have long body options for tall guys and up to XXXL for our staple colors. The first thing you notice right out of the bag is how soft it is. People have literally been retiring their old shirts because they can't get back to the cheap materials. They are affordable. This is the same quality you get from premium clothing brands, but at a better price. Your one-stop shop for men's essentials. Super easy, simple to fill out your wardrobe essentials from the flagship tee to polos, which have the same flattering fit, to underwear designed with a pouch to keep your boys comfortable, to outerwear and loungewear. Go to trueclassic.com for 20% off. User promo code BFF. Again, go to trueclassic.com and end your search for the perfect fit. TrueClassic.com. All right, Stetson Bennett, national champion quarterback, Georgia. First time
Congrats.
In forever. Welcome. Thank you for coming on short notice. And as I was saying, as you came on, this show BFF is so weird because we had this guy, Zach Bia, on the show beforehand. Who do you know who that is?
No clue.
Exactly. Fair. So he rubs shoulders with – every like celeb, like Drake, The Weeknd. You go to a party in LA, if he's there, he's the guy. Do you know who Madison Beer is?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
No, well, it's a girl.
Her.
Super, heard super of hot.
Them. Yeah.
He dated her. Now he's dating someone else. It's this BFF world. But to me, like, I'm a sports guy. Grew up always watching football. So you're like the name that's at the top of my head. I'd be curious how much of the BFF audience even knows who Stetson Bennett is, even though he just won a national championship like 5 seconds ago. To the point, I'm looking at our play sheet here, and they spelled your name B-E-N-T-O-N. What kind of fucking disrespect is that? Who made this?
That was Devin. Nope. Come on. You don't think I know who he is? We literally are watching the game together. I know who he is.
Okay. So first of all, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Second of all, you went viral for your interviews in the morning and everybody being like, man, they're not letting him get any sleep. He's been drinking nonstop. Were you hungover, disinterested? How do those interviews the next morning even come about?
Well, I mean, it's like, if it was Good Morning America, it's at 7:40 in the morning after God, we get done winning the national championship at like 1 a.m. and I don't leave doing media until like 2 a.m. And so I have 5 hours to like celebrate with my teammates before I have to be on like the most popular show in the morning in like the world. So, you know, I don't really like the planning of it. I wish we would wait a day. But yeah, no, I mean, me and my friends, we had this bar. One of my buddies, like uncle or something like that, owned a bar in Indianapolis, lucky enough. And so we just rented that out. It was all private. All just like everybody on the team, you know, we just went there and hung out until I had to be there at 7:40 in the morning.
So is that like a contractual thing? Like,
what do you mean?
Like whoever the MVP of the game automatically goes and does that show the next morning, or did you want to do that?
No. Yeah, no, I was told that I had to do that. That was our media guy, like grabbed me or texted me, that night and told me that, he was going to grab me at like 7:30 so he could do it.
And so what would have happened if you had one too many high noons and you didn't show up?
I love this, by the way. Is that what you were really ripping?
The high noons, drinking? Which is awesome.
No. By the way, yeah, that just wasn't on my story. I just didn't post that.
Oh.
Then what is it?
Well,
what?
I saw that going around. I guess somebody like Photoshopped that. But yeah, no, that wasn't.
Wow.
So were they trying?
Sucks, Dave, for you.
All right, fair. I was excited. I'm a high noon guy. So I'm like, all right, I love him drinking the high noons. I'm just going to pretend it was real and we never had you and you never said it wasn't.
Yeah.
Just keep pretending.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So, yeah, that was going around, the picture of you doing it. All right, so that goes with this. So what is next now? Well, like, all right, you won the national championship. Also, at Georgia, and I'm a Michigan guy, so you guys beat us the round before, which didn't totally shock me. I would say the most important game in the history of Georgia football, because you keep Georgia, Alabama had been beat you guys in every big game, and you finally turned the tables on the biggest stage. So now what? Like now what's the next 2 weeks like for you?
I'm getting my agent, attorney, whatever, is coming up tomorrow night. We're going out to eat. I'm going to kind of plan all that stuff out because – like these past, you know, before the Michigan game, like after the SEC game, it got crazy. Like once we're in the playoff, like just everybody talking, like, you know, are we going to do this thing? And then after we beat Michigan and we go to national championship, I haven't like paid any attention to like anything really. And so now, you know, and I have class this semester. So I've got to just get all my eggs in a row, all the stuff that I've like put off for a month, you know, with the NIL, the, you know, football class, I just got to get all that stuff in a row. So I'm not, you know, freaking out and have everything, you know, blow up in my face.
Do they care about class at Georgia over the past month when you're in the competing for national championship?
That's a good question.
No chance.
Well, like the past month we didn't have school cause it was Christmas break. But I'm saying like, I can't just focus on like the NIL stuff this coming up semester cause I have class.
Now it's going to be all NIL. Like, I can't believe, to be honest, you don't have a Stetson hat on yet. Like, that to me, it seems like the most no-brainer self cowboy hat name national championship thing. Have you talked to them? Are they that stupid?
No. I would love to talk to them. I mean, my papa played football at Stetson University, which is, like, named after, you know, the guys who started the hat. So, yeah, I definitely think it's like a no brainer, like partnership, but you know, I'll try to get something worked out on that.
Seriously, wake up on that, Stetson. That would have been the number one thing that I would have jumped out right away. Have you been, when do you go back to campus? Are you there now looking at the background?
No, we're here now. I'm actually in our facility. I'm in our running back room right now. But we got back yesterday, like 1 o'clock PM, and there's like 10,000 people outside. I had to leave my truck because they're like, they blocked in where I parked, and it was like 20 rows deep of people. And so I couldn't do anything. I had to, the reason I was like a minute late to this, I had to Uber here from my house because I just got one of my buddies to drop me off. And this old lady, Miss Sharon, like got turned around like 10 different times. So
Miss Sharon, what is that? Is that just Southern?
Well, that was her name. That was the Uber lady's name.
Miss Sharon. That's cute.
Oh, okay.
Another thing that was going through my head in this world of like, so are you like a social media guy at all?
I do it to make money now. Like, but I don't know NIL stuff, like surf but... and like look at stuff.
So you were following me. Like why? How long had you been following me for?
Oh, I mean, I'd followed you. I mean, the first time I heard about Barstool was just like y'all's Instagram page. Like it was funny. It like just made me laugh. And so I followed that. And then, you know, you're always in the news and people are always talking about you. So I followed you. And, you know, Big Cat, PFT, just all those main guys. Caleb, I think Caleb's hilarious.
He's unbelievable. Do you know how we found him?
So I watched, y'all did like the Barstool docs or something like that. So I watched his because he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He kills me.
He was running around like a maniac on North Carolina's sidelines. He was like a backup quarterback.
Yeah. He was like wearing the different jerseys and stuff.
Yeah. So he was like the backup quarterback. And instead of like becoming the backup, he went abroad 1 year and the coach is like, see you later. Like you're not playing on the team. He's like, well, can I still like be the pump up guy on the sidelines? So that's what he was, the director of morale. So he'd wear a different like pro guy from UNC running up and down. But the question, I got distracted. Bree, you may be able to help. Georgia, I can't imagine being Stetson right now on Georgia's campus because obviously football.
You got to be a god.
He's got to be number two on that campus. UGA one, him two. Like that's how it goes there. But then you look at you, Josh. I've been with you and girls go bananas on campus. How does the national champion football quarterback versus Josh rank on campuses in terms of people freaking out? Obviously, Georgia is going to be Georgia, but other places. I think, by the way, no offense to you, Josh, it should be Stetson by a landslide.
I was about to say that as well. It's like, how are you putting me up against the
I'm saying
guy that
because
I was
going to
say
the
girls,
new,
it,
the
it
new generation
Stetson.
Dances in front of mirrors with their dicks out like you, and he's playing football, and it's like a different dynamic.
If they knew who, like, if the girls know who Stetson is, then it would be him by a mile.
How well have you been known on campus all year? Like, you're a new guy to me in terms of I didn't know, like, until this year. And I'm pretty on top of, like, college football. I watch every weekend. But going into the season, I didn't know who you were until the season progressed and Georgia went on the roll. Has that even elevated on Georgia nationally, like, your fame level?
Yeah, I mean, people always like knew who I was walking on campus. You know, not everybody. I mean, it's like 30,000 people go to school here, but now, yeah, I mean, it's definitely amplified. I mean, you win the first national championship in 41 years at a football school like Georgia. It's different.
Do you like it? Are you like? I guess it's brand new, but
like, you like some of it. Like, I like. The fact that like hopefully it'll make me some money, but like eating at a restaurant and like people coming up and asking for pictures, you're like, I mean, like, come on, like I'm just eating with my girlfriend right now. Like I'll do it like whenever I leave. And if you stop, like yesterday was different. Like you kind of embrace it the day after you won the national championship. Like you take pictures with everybody just to kind of soak it all in. But you like aspects of it, but all of it, it's kind of weird because I like it's brand new. Like it's like all of a sudden you just wake up and like you said, you're one of the most famous people like in the state. So
have you had any second to reflect? Probably not.
No, not yet.
And I was going to say, you were like this close to being the GOAT to the MVP. And I mean that in a sense, like if you guys don't come back and win that game, the play that Georgia fans are going to go over and over and over is the fumble that they barely stay in bounds. That flip. And I think I saw you the first like quarterback and player to do two touchdowns. That change of your history forever is like the biggest flip you can possibly have.
Yeah. Now, because right after the game, I mean, we were in celebration mode and I was just hanging out with my teammates. And then mentally weren't that sharp the next day. And then you go, and then it's today. So no, I hadn't really had time to just like one-on-one think about it, but I did think actually about that exact point as I was driving up here or riding in my Uber.
First of all, what did the Uber lady say when like you get
she didn't walk say in the car?
She was old. Yeah. She was old. She was getting mad at like the traffic. And I was like, this road's been blocked off for like 3 months. Like we probably need to turn around. And she was like, no, like, I think I can make it. And then we had to turn around. And so, no, she had no clue. She had no clue who I was or what was going on.
That's hilarious.
That is good.
That's perfect.
Yes, it was quite a run. I mean, the whole thing, again, there's a couple football schools out there in my head that you think you really think college football that haven't won in a long time, yeah. Georgia being one of them. I bet against them. I had Alabama. I took them live. I didn't know what to think. The doubting of Saban, the rat poison, like, oh, they're going to make him an underdog again. But really, I was happy for the school. How can you not be happy for the fans, happy for you? And your story, for the people who don't know, not the five-star, not handed to him. It's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And I, you know what I'm going to try to do? And I don't know if I can do it. Connect you to Stetson. I mean, it's the biggest no-brainer.
It is a huge no-brainer. Such an easy cash grab, man. That's awesome.
So we appreciate
And they got and they have sick hats.
Yes. And you fit the it's not like sticking a guy that you don't picture wearing the hat. You look like a Stetson guy. So and your name's Stetson. You won the national championship. They're sleeping. Beautiful. They are sleeping over there.
Yep. Someone in their like department's gotta go. They gotta go. They gotta get out.
All right. I appreciate it. Congratulations. Pretty impressive.
Appreciate it. Hey, can I say one thing? Shout out our little nonprofit thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So like when this when the NIL thing started, me and John Stade and John Fitzpatrick, Owen Condon, Payne Walker, four of my teammates, we started this nonprofit because it kind of hit our head. We're like, how can we, you know, help out? We've got this platform. So we started this thing called the DGD Fund. DGD Fund. And we kind of like play like the middleman between all the Georgia fans and whoever wants to donate and like to, you know, we've got different charities. And now that football season's over with, we get to go. We're going to go out into like the Athens community and like do things for the kids and, you know, help out there. And so I'm just giving that a shout out. And the funny thing is you asked how much I know Barstool. So I DM'd Brandon Walker because I thought he was like the SEC guy.
Yeah, he's trash.
Like, yeah, so I DM'd him. I DM'd him and I was like, I wasn't like looking for any clout for me. I was like, could you like give our, you know, I'm the starting quarterback at Georgia. You're supposed to be a Southern football fan. Like, can you like help us out here? And he just read it and just didn't say anything.
Absolute right on brand for Brandon Walker. If Brandon Walker can't help Brandon Walker, Brandon Walker's not going to help you. He'd probably beg you for an interview now. One of the absolute trash humans. That's the most, I wish I knew that beforehand, but you can't have a more Brandon Walker moment than what you just said. Like the guy, who cares? He's doing an SEC show. He's a starting quarterback at Georgia. He doesn't get back to him. What a joke. I'm very, very, very glad that little tidbit came up. I'll let him know about that for sure.
All right, perfect.
Who the fuck does he think he is? All right. Thank you, Stetson. Congrats again. Amazing story.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Enjoy it.
Yep. All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Take care.
Yeah, of course. Peace.